Paul, do you know if Brian Little's a player yet tonight?
He feels good today when he came in, so we're not going to prep him twice, so we'll just put him in the warm-up, and if he feels as strong as he feels now, he'd be a player for us.
Will CJ Cease make his NHL debut?
It'll be dependent on our other players, yeah.
So you would prefer to go 11-7 than have him in the lineup? Is that?
I'm sorry. No, if we need him, he's in.
Is Patrick a possibility? Or
no, he's not playing tonight. Sure. No.
What with CJ, though, you only have 12 healthy forwards here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What have you heard from Pazzi, I guess, and the crew down there on the year that he's had to choose him today?
Well, it really goes right back to training camp. You know, he missed a lot of hockey last year, but, man, he had a good camp, and he was here right at the very end. So there's some respect for that. The Moose have had a bit of a grind here recently, but his work level and his skating and his professionalism are strong.
What kind of growth have you seen, like, from those development camps to the kind of the polished pro player, the player that's becoming a polished pro player?
It is... I never put a lot of stock in development camps or their value, and that changed, I think, since I've been to Winnipeg, because we've got a real nice program for them, and these guys come in and they work hard. Like they have to learn the game, right? There's a whole another level of hockey that these guys who come out of amateur aren't aware of, and he's a student of it. Like, he's worked hard to learn the game and to be right as a centerman, and because that's a heavy position, right? There's a big learning curve on that. He's done a nice job with it.
Whether you go with 6 or 7, Paul, would Nathan be one of them? Or are you going to hold him?
No, Nathan's not going yet. No, he's not ready yet.
Is there a chance tomorrow, or are you going to hold him?
Yeah, I'm not. I want to make sure that, you know, we've given this so much time that we want to make sure that he's 100% healthy before we put him back. He's worked hard. Like, his conditioning is not an issue, but the grinding of it and then the timing of it for him, we're going to push him again here real hard today and see where he is. But I'm probably leaning on no. That we'd wait till we get back.
And on Patrick, would his be such that you probably no chance of tomorrow too?
No, there's a chance. Like, it's we just want to make sure we get ahead of it, that we're not dealing with this thing all year, and we feel that we got to it early enough that we shouldn't have to.
I know the focus is on your own group, but Pete was saying this morning he thought his team had been playing a little bit soft defensively. What are you expecting from them today?
Oh, they're going to be snarly tonight. I mean, I think they had about 4 guys left on their bench by the end of that last game. Coach wasn't one of them, so we're getting their best tonight.
You'd expect the desperation level to go up on both
for both
sides.
Teams, right? Yeah. Both teams are on the outside looking in. These games, it matters now. We don't get to wind it up in February. We both teams got to go now.
What are some of the challenges with that second wave? I mean, sometimes Burns and Carlson are the first wave of offense, but when
exactly.
when you have that second wave, needing to have that awareness.
Because they can be creative in that second wave. So many of the pucks go back into that four hole, if you will, the fourth guy up, and it's just, you know, they'll just shoot it. They both clearly can shoot the puck, but they can create from the top almost. So their speed and that, they got a real strong net drive, and then the confusion that's caused by that and that open ice for those guys, it's always a handle. But you know what I mean? We got lots of video of them being in their own end with a heavy forecheck and 10 guys in one corner, and they just dance out of it and they're leading the rush. So even when you think you have them contained, you don't.
Paul, you said earlier this season, it might have been on that first road trip, that Mark Scheifele was playing as hard as you'd seen him play as hard as he had in some time in a regular season game. What needs to, I mean, is he still at that level? And if not, what needs to change to get back to him?
I would put him in with our group. Like, I think, it's tough to assess the outdoor game, although he had a phenomenal puck recovery on that power play that led to the goal. I mean, so glimpses of it there. I would say he's like our team. There's just big chunks of his game that you like a lot of, and then there's chunks that you're looking for an improvement.
And is that just a product sometimes where everybody becomes a sum of the parts? Like, one guy's going, you can...
It's certainly a team sport for sure. But you've got 6 guys there that don't have, for the most part, the numbers that they would want necessarily, especially after their start, right? They had a couple of big number nights. And more probably importantly is the pressure that comes when we're not scoring 5-on-5. If our power play's not going right, they want to do more. And that usually doesn't work into getting more done.
Do